For a lesson in surviving hard times, we might look to our feathered friends. A look at how birds help each other through the winter from the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom27.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 27.com. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom27.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 3rd, the 337th day of the year. Brendan Fraser shares a birthday with Ozzy Osbourne. If it seems there are more birds sticking around your neck of the woods in the winter, you may be right. Fewer robins have been migrating south in recent decades due to the increasing availability of food and shelter in urban and suburban areas, and the non-migrating cardinal is thriving in northern territories that once avoided for the same reasons. And here's another clever way birds have adapted to colder climates. Mixed flocks. Chickadees, titmice, and woodpeckers have been observed flocking together to increase the chance of discovering food sources, smoothing out the boom and bust cycle all too common in the winter. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about our backyard birds at almanac.com.